Welcome back to another episode with me, Jeray Williams, on Navigating Postpartum. If you're new here, welcome. If you are tuning in again, thank you so much. And I make sure that you subscribe so that you can get that notification when I drop a podcast. And let's get into it. So today we're going to be talking about, why do you feel like a failure as a new mom? Because being a new mom is really hard. You know, I've been there and I'm about to be there again. Because each time you have a new little one, you become a new mom. You become a new woman. And you're just trying to navigate and figure it out. It's hard no matter if it's your first or your fourth one. It's just tough. It's a transition. You don't know them. And you're trying to get to know them, but you're still trying to adjust to the lifestyle that you already have. And so you're just trying to make it all go into sync, which is pretty tough. And, you know, after a while you get a hang of it. It's just like any other adjustments. Oftentimes we get so caught up with what we thought it would be, like trying to shape our reality like that. But that is not how life goes. We are not able to shape what we see in our head sometimes, like our expectations and our visions for what we see it to our reality. It just doesn't work that way. And sometimes we have to be able to be confident and appreciative enough to accept it regardless of what it looks like. You must flow with the moment and know that you are learning, not controlling the situation. I know oftentimes we think we can control situations like, oh, if I do this, if I do that, it can look different. I know for me, when I first became a mom, I'm like, well, if I'm cooking, if I'm cleaning, and if I just try and juggle it all, I can do it. But at the end of the day, that's how you become burned out. And that's when you put more guilt on yourself because you're not doing the task that you thought that you need to do, but you are doing the best that you can, which is all that matters. You just have to go with the flow. So I know another way, when I first became a mom, I thought it would get my routine down too. So easy that I would have him sleeping like a baby and I can do whatever. That was another thing I thought I could do. Like, oh, if I feed him the milk, or if I, you know, do my best to having him sleep in his crib on his own, like, he'll be fine. It wasn't like that. And it turns out my son loved being held, and he still does to this day. So it's a mess. But now he sleeps on his own, you know. So I just want you to know it's temporary, you know. And I know the late nights and the early mornings are zombie-like. It feels like it's never going to end. I've been there. But trust me, it's just a small window of the time that you're experiencing. 1 year from now, you will be focused on another learning lesson. I know back then I was like, oh my gosh, I wish she was asleep. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish she would sit down. So there's going to be different milestones. And you just have to go with the flow and just be present and enjoy it. Because one day they're going to get older. And we're going to be like, wow, I remember when you used to do X, Y, Z. And it's going to make you laugh. Like, I know right now, it's probably not, you know, funny. But sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying in those moments. And I just want to tell you, do not let your imagination from what you thought keep you from enjoying your now. If you are going through this right now, I encourage you to write yourself a letter on how amazing you are doing at the job and what as a woman. Because I want you to lift yourself up to remind you of that you're doing amazing. Even for me, you are doing amazing. And when you look back on it and you read it, you will be reminded of what you have overcome. I know I recently done that for myself. Last year, I wrote myself a letter around this time, and I read it this year recently, and I was just filled with gratitude about seeing the progress that happened this year and the changes that can happen in a year. So even though right now, even whatever situation you're going through, just know a year from now, it won't be there. Lord willing, if you make a plan. So I want you to be able to know that you got this and it's all temporary, and keep your head up. I know this podcast was a little short, but I just wanted to come with you for a quick message on why you are not a failure as a new mom. You're adjusting and you got this. And if you like this episode, I want you to screenshot this and put it on your story and tag me in it, Jeray.Williams on Instagram. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.